with I'm bringing the it back to the fossil law frequency permeates even those bodies, and you're playing off of the it. The it is also the id. The id permeates
Correct.
Even
so
those bodies.
So what Linda Carter then would be quoted as saying is, no, Clark, I'm not going to pick you up in the invisible jet. You've got two legs and a cape. I'm not going to do it for you. You're going to do it if it gets done. You are going to do it if it gets done. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then you go on to say, now here's what you cannot fucking forget. You cannot forget.
Right.
It's not going to go. Well, you talk to Clint in there, and you say the tiny note cleans all of this up. The tiny note cleans all of this
connects.
Up. You can't forget.
And when it cleans it up, it sets the timing belt. Do you know what a timing chain is in an automobile engine? Your husband does. Wait,
yes,
you still have one of those? You still have one of those?
I do.
Okay, they're hanging out. Everything's okay. It's all right. Good.
No
problem.
We're having fun.
Okay, that's good.
So the timing belt, the engine, he's being hazed then.
Is that what you're trying to say? We want to make sure.
He's being what?
Hazed. To behave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know this. Okay. As long as he's being hey, that's all good. Good. Okay.
I'm having fun. I'm having good. Yes.
That's what we live for, of course.
You know it's more than that. You know it's more than that.
Okay.
It is what it is. So, timing belt. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So,
You have to put the light on the timing belt, and that's how you set it. Put the light on the timing belt, and that's how you set it.
What's the light part? What does that mean?
It sets the cadence of the timing chain. You can look it up. Your husband will explain it to you.
Okay, so there's a light involved with the timing belt?
Wild. Yeah. You shine it. It's a tool that you use. He'll explain to you. It'll be good. It'll be good. You can have wild, voracious intercourse, and he can explain the intricacies of a timing chain, setting a time on a timing
chain.
That'll be hot.
Thank you, Ian.
Hell yeah. I'm up on a weeknight now.
Okay, so yeah, I definitely appreciate more on this frequency stuff, as well as how the tiny note cleans it all up. And my last question is my timing still 12-4?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's hard to change. You can, because now we're talking about now. Look what you run. Now, Bob, here's where you write down. The only thing she said that's important so far is modulation. And what she's asking now is, sure, her timing is the same set, and we say yes. But now she's introducing the capacity of modulation. That's what you write down. And she'll look that up. Bert just had a little modulation. Bert just had a little gizgasm. So good.
Modulation being half step still? Are you still referring to half step?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be. Can be, but doesn't have to be. All is included, potentially.
Right.
Yeah.
14 degrees of freedom. Right. Segway modulate.
Excellent. Because it's not just like a half step modulation that's moving you a half a key. It's about the position of a modulation that's going to change your set time.
Okay.
Because now you're talking about I'm in a timeline that is fill in the blank. Or I'm in another timeline that fill in the blank. Or let's do it like this. Let's do it like this. Okay. Do you know what Amtrak is?
The train, yes.
Well, yes, it's a company that runs on rails. You can be on one train. You can be on one train that's on rails that's running a certain direction. They rarely run backwards. They normally go forward. And you can have, sometimes there's another train track that you can see that's on a different direction. It's another timeline. It's another train. And you can see it, but that doesn't mean you're on that train. And then it'll go so long that all of a sudden it'll divide and go wherever it's going, and then no longer you'll be able to see that train. Or sometimes you'll be riding along on the train, hopefully quickly and viscerally, in a tactile sense of forward motion, you'll be able to see other train tracks. And you can imagine, it's like, what if we were on that train track? Where would that go? And see, most people get on a train, they buy a ticket of where they're going, but they don't know which train tracks are going to get them there. And so they're not sure. So they just get on the train and they ride and drink whiskey and eat food and throw their feet up and have interactions. They got bids in there and bad things happen in there. I'm just saying. And just things happen. There's a things happen there. So that's the part. All that's going on while you're on a specific trajectory to get you to some place from A to B or C or wherever that is. But that's not the point. You won't exploit the position of looking at another train track. That's a whole other timeline that you could be on, but not. And you'll be able to see it. And that's what you're bumping into right here now. Should Nancy Pelosi go to North Korea or not? Or Taiwan? She should go to North Korea. But if she doesn't, if she goes to Taiwan, that's a thing to do. But she can't. Don't you do it! Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. So, do am go do. No, no, go, do, no, go. See, that's a timeline that you can see, but it really doesn't have anything to do with your trajectory. But it can affect the whole big picture. You see? We call it the China Bluff.
The China Bluff. Are you equating seeing the other train track that's possible, but not the one that I'm on? Are you equating to somehow shift to that other train track is to change the timing?
No, you're on a path. You're on a path, and you're running along the track. Chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo. You're on a choo-choo. And all of a sudden, they're saying, the tracks is gone. The Drexel has failed. You're going to go in the bug tussle. It failed. Don't do it. Get off the train. Jump off the train. The tracks is going to fail. They blowed it up the thing. The Bob fist off the aliens and they blowed up the track. They took them up. You're going to die. And you're like, well, damn, now what am I going to do? There, Bob, the one thing I was depending on him to help me out with, he won't help a nigga now. He won't help a nigga. He will not do that. Blowed up your timeline. So now you have to jump to another timeline, or you look at someone else's better timeline. They got a husband with that's more endowed than yours. They got more money than you do. They got more, je ne sais quoi. They got more, Yves Saint Laurent in the closet, you know, in that haute couture. They have a better, cosinetta. They have a better cosinetta and they're eating good, but they're not, they're eating good, but they're not fat. Isn't that perfect? I'm eating good, but I'm not fat. That's good. So, you blend these things into a position that you start negotiating or navigating. And all we're trying to say is that you can see these other potential, well, I could say you can see these other potentials because they aren't your reality. But then you look at stuff and you go, oh yeah, we need some goddamn fentanyl in this country. That's what's wrong with the United States of fucked up America. They don't have enough fentanyl. But you're not taking fentanyl, but it's everywhere. There's enough to kill everybody three times.
Mm. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so being able to blend, being able to shift and...
You have to coagulate, but you're not. You would be having these questions if you'd run it like you wanted. You have to be able to coagulate these realities as they morph into other things.
Okay.
There was no reality where Trump was not the president of the United States. And then we said, nope, no, Trump's not going to make it. Was Biden going to be it? Nope, Biden's not going to be it. Nobody's going to be the last president. That's over. And so now all of a sudden the new chatter is, oh, well, we've got the candidacy. The Supreme Court's going to throw it out. They're going to decertify the Congress. Going to do blah, blah. People going back to Congress. Washington. Trump went back to Washington today and had a little hoo-hoo, and they're making little speeches that he's going to take back over because Biden is somewhere. We don't know where the fuck Biden is. He's in, there's no rooms anywhere in the White House or anywhere in the executive mansions or even fucking Delaware where he's having pictures made of talking about how there's not going to be any more recession. The motherfucker is in goddamn Scranton or somewhere stupid. We don't know where he is, in a basement somewhere. So this basically is all but being tilled over into a nothingness. So it's almost as though, oh, yeah, Trump was the president. You wake up and say, what are you talking about? There's no Joseph, but Joe Biden, that fuck up. They would, nobody would vote for him. That's ridiculous. He ain't no president of the United States. That's crazy. Like the Berenstein Bears.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know I was talking
same
about
thing.
That. Yeah.
We know. Yeah. We have a good idea. We've been watching your tracks. We've been watching your tracks for a little while, funny bunny.
Thank you. All right.
Funny bunny,
we'll
you fuck off.
Funny bunny.
Don't you, honey bunny, don't you fuck up
no,
that
honey
plate.
Bunny.
That's on. Yeah, don't you fuck up that plate. Don't you do it.
Okay,
what
so Alyssa, that's it. That's it. No more talking about your goddamn stupid plate. I'm going to break it. Keep hearing about it.
No. That's our Bob. Crush your every dream. Carolyn says, this is what Bob's famous for. He'll crush your every dream. Bob will crush your every dream.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Anne.
Hey,
thanks,
Alyssa. Did your topic, did you have one there, tiny note and frequency? Was that a topic?
Yep, pretty much the main topic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's have a little musical interlude.
Yeah.
I need a chance
thank
to play
you.
This. The Bykowski poem. You're welcome. The Bykowski poem was a longer song than I realized, but let's see if anybody recognizes this song. Anybody recognize that song?
I know, but I like that little woo.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy named Robbie Williams, very smug-looking guy. I think this is a few years ago. Anyway, somebody sent it to me, so. That's all we'll do with that. Michael says...
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Michael says, yes, Robbie. Michael's saying that he knows
Michael
who
remembers.
Robbie Williams is.
Yeah.
Stars directing our fate. Look at Ricard. He's always off in his own world. He's been reading Wyndham Lewis lately. He has some interesting points to make. He should call in. Okay. Don't you love this beginning of the... The Zappas, 200 Motels. Listen to this, Alyssa. That's the famous folk singer, Theodore Bickel.
Okay.
You can do that. You can do the greatest hits after time. It's a short show, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's do the next. Okay.
Yeah, short show. Okay, so let's, thank you very much. Let's see.
Thank you.
I don't think Sean's had a chance to ask lately. You're welcome there. You got something to say, Sean?
Hello, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
hey, darling. You're on Bert's time now, girl. You've hit the trifecta. What you got to ask?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, the first one is related to what you said about when the non-physical, when it's actually a baby in the uterus.
Yeah. Well, non-physical is not the baby. It's non-physical always is. And so
yes.
When the baby, when after it becomes a zygote, when it's sealed and split, becomes a zygote, that's when they add the court reporter, the stenographer, which is where you add a soul to the baby.
Okay. And is that also has to be attached to the uterus? Because I'm asking from the perspective of using contraception because as a Christian we came up with that debate of which contraception is actually an abortion every time.
Don't worry about all that. There's no more babies. Everything born now is angelic. So you don't have to worry about it. And if it, you chunk a few of them in the bucket, nobody cares. It's not a baby, it's an angel. That's fine.
Okay.
Carolyn fights them every day. Carolyn fights them every day.
Brilliant.
Dumping down Hell Hill.
Wow. Yeah, I'm happy with how I'm going with closing my womb.
Good.
So thanks for the help there, if there was any.
No worries.
Then, and according, we know about the metabolic functions and how many metabolic functions REMAX responsible for. And obviously it'll be different in the ascending body compared to normal little man, but how many metabolic functions are there?
We say that everybody is an ascending body. They just, some people don't choose to ascend. See?
Okay.
That'd be like saying everybody is a crawler until they become a walker. Well, everybody's a walker sooner or later.
Okay.
You see?
Brilliant.
So we're just trying to soften that just a little bit.
Okay, getting
y'all ready for the monkey pox and the polio and the new variant and, you know, the normal stuff.
It just doesn't stop. But it does seem like...
On, can you guys hear Carolyn?
We can. We like Carolyn.
Yeah, did you hear her, Sean?
In the background, but I couldn't hear any words.
Not clear. Something weird with Carolyn's phone.
Do you want us to scream and say, Carolyn, fix your phone? That's what you would normally do, but that she'll throw chocolate bars at you.
Yeah. So hurry up, Sean. What have you accomplished? What, you got another
she's
point?
She's talking about the sub.
One more
she's
question.
Talking about the sub variant. She's talking about the sub variant BA5. That's what she's trying to say.
DA5.
B is in bitch. A
oh,
is BA5. In
five.
Bitch BA5. Ass five. Yes. You know, it's like the Mod Squad, Bob. They're everywhere.
It's BA5 virus.
Okay. Yes. Variant. It's the one that's going to go. It's going to spread the monkey pox.
Yeah, you don't say virus, you say variant?
Correct, because it's all COVID-19. But this is actually a sub-variant. Don't get it wrong. It's going to be the
sub-variant. Okay, well, you got anything else, Sean?
Just one more question. And when we speak to someone, when we speak to someone that's separated from their meat sack.
Yes.
Via yourself, you connect the soul?
No.
When we do
You're picking the Centaurus.
Centaurus.
How Bob would say. Well, that's what Bob would say.
Thank you very much. I will look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bob.
The Omicron BA2.7.
You ever listen to your voice on the playback, Sean?
Sometimes, Bob.
What do you make of it? It's hot, Bob. It's sultry.
We never sound good to ourselves, do we?
And it's
quiet, Ian. What did you say? Shut up, Ian. Jesus. You want to be a member of this show, you fucking act like a member. Okay? All right. Back to you, Sean. What were you saying?
It's always a challenge when you're hearing yourself.
Yeah.
To like it. Same as when you see yourself in a picture that's not moving.
Yeah.
But I'm getting more used to it because you've made me speak clearer. And people even say on the outside, well, how clear I speak. But I never used to speak that clear. Yeah. You're whipping me.
Weakness or anemia in your voice. I don't know. I might say it's sultry, but I don't know. It's half sultry, but it's weak or something. It's actually very irritating, your voice. You sound like a phony, but that was years ago. I think you've improved a little bit.
Thank you, Bob, and I will carry on improving.
You take what I say seriously and listen to your voice and see what the frequency is. All right?
He's just been thinking about Ethel Merman. He wants you to speak like Ethel Merman and have your diction very pronounced.
Yes.
What imagination I have got. You know, I hardly know Ethel Merman. I certainly don't think about her. So, it might be appropriate what he's saying. I'm just the fall voice, the fall guy. But yeah, I think Ethel
time,
Merman.
Bob. This is your show and you're running out of time of it. So get on with it. Let's go.
You just said it's my show. You're telling me what to do? Come on, buddy.
It's your show, so don't waste it. Don't waste it. Come on, we got things to do.
How would you know what wasting is? You have no emotions. You have nothing. You hardly exist.
Just bring Bert. Let's get it over with. Let's go.
Bring Bert. I got other people here. Okay, thank you very much, Sean. Excellent work there,
Sean.
Thanks,
Bob.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
darling.
Thank you.
Let's see. Anonymous. Who's Anonymous?
Lisa here. Bob, hi, Ellen.
Hey, darling.
What the hell? Three people talking. Anonymous. Who's Anonymous?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa and Kate. Do you have a question, Lisa?
I do, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, come on with it.
All right. I wanted to first thank you, Ion, for the information you gave us on Panama, because as we now see, it's in chaos there. So you got us out of there.
It's on fire.
And I really appreciate it.
It's better than that. And you got your fucking money. That's what nobody else got out of Panama.
We did. We did get our money out of there, yes.
It's
incredible. And it's funny, our friends there think that it's going to blow over really quick in by October. Are they correct? Is it going to, at least, is it short-lived?
No. Are you kidding? It's over. It's soup. They'll start eating them. When they get hungry enough, they'll start eating it. They'll start, that'll be one of the first spam manufacturing plants was in Panama.
Okay, great. Well, we're happy not to be there again. You helped, and we listened, and it worked out.
It's good.
So anyway,
obedience. Now, you know what, Dr. Dean? You know, have you ever heard of Dr. Dean? Dr. Carolyn Dean? She's a
oh my god, yes, my idol.
Yeah. Okay, here's what Dr. Carolyn Dean would say. She'd say, "Well, I don't know about all this exactly, but Ion says that obedience is so much better than sacrifice." That's what she says.
She does say that to us all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa.
Good.
Lisa, what am I, chopped liver? Ion's a damn fucking tulpa. I created Ion, so everything you think Ion did came from me. Okay?
Yeah,
I don't want to get you out of Panama.
We're a
I thought that was
understood. We're a tomahawk steak. We're a tomahawk steak. We're not a tulpa.
Yeah.
We're a tomahawk
steak. We're a tulpa.
Tomahawk.
Yeah.
That's the biggest insult of the non-physical world. Call somebody a tulpa. Oh, man, they don't like that. T-U-L-P-A.
That's why we say Bob is top of the bell curve when it comes to intelligence.
Yes, okay, gotcha. That's great. I did have a question
you understood. If you understood a bell curve, that would make you very mediocre. You see,
I know. He's with everybody else, the top of the bell curve.
Yeah,
sure. You know, whereas I'm at the other end, you know, the 10%ers, right?
Well, we all know I don't have an imagination and an original thought ever. I'm just your student president. I'm the student monitor.
That's true.
That's a good job.
He's a stranger on the bus.
Yeah,
his way back home.
Yeah, does a good job guiding us, for sure.
Okay, take the word.
The
so last week you mentioned that there's going
to
be bargains in
the Guggenheim.
Back in the good. So bargains in the fifth gate was something that was mentioned your last show. And I was curious what you were referring to as the fifth gate.
Where Bob lives, in the fifth gate.
So is that all of Maui?
No. Well, no, wait. No, okay. Most of Maui Meadows is not. That's where the mosquito bugs are. Most of that's not. And then the rainy side, you know the rainy side? None of that's in the fifth gate. And that's
okay, but everything else
very,
is then.
Slow up now. That's
okay.
Why we have to be very careful. The edge of the Costco this way is okay. And do you know where the Naked Beach is? You know where McKenna Beach is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you should go there. That's really hot. Only they have, but why is it all the ugly people is the ones that want to go naked? Pretty people never go there. It's the craziest thing. It's only the ugly people that want to show their ass. It's crazy. I don't understand. Anyway, that's from there down where the lava flow starts past McKenna Beach.
Okay.
That falls off of 58. Bob should never go there. Carolyn can. And you go to the Costco and you get to the edge of the Costco and you know, kind of you look over and you just don't see anything past the Costco.
Right.
That's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
Like, well, where does, you kind of, now the farm is in there because that's where Carolyn goes and Bob's never been. But if he was to go, it'd be a thing. You know how that is. And then the airport definitely is not. That's why we have to be very careful when they, who's driving them, who's doing this, you know, la, 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 la. It's very specific when they do the airport thing because they are absolutely exposed because it's on the rainy side, you see.
Right. So as long as we stay in those areas, we're pretty safe then.
All right, are you saying that Wailea is in the fifth gate?
You don't know what Wailea is, Bob, so no.
Is Elisa in the fifth gate?
Mostly. Yeah, mostly.
Mostly, just mostly. Like half the house?
Mm-hmm. A little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what you want to know. See how you didn't find that out, Lisa? I had to ask it for you. You got to deal
with
that.
Well, actually, I assumed I was in the state. So, yeah, I guess.
If you ever get confused, just go to the garage, the library, and climb a ladder and look at the CD. That's all you got to do. That'll get you back to the fifth gate every time.
So you're saying Lisa or Christy, one of them is not in the fifth gate.
Sometimes.
Did one of us make it no matter what, and the other one still has to climb?
Not going to make it. Yeah, we're not going to say who.
We're going to see. Because, see, now Carolyn's involved, so y'all are screwed. She'll let you know. She'll work this out. Don't you worry. You may not like it, but she'll work it out.
Well, now my understanding is Bob determines who ascends. Is that correct?
Bob doesn't even know what ascension he is.
I do have the job, but I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, when the roll is called up yonder, Bob will be there. That's it.
It's going to be chaos from here on in, Lisa.
Some call it paradise. We call it home.
You know, Biden is Bob in the White House. Bob goes around trying to shake heads with ghosts.
Right.
Biden is doing me. This is Trump getting an earlier version of me.
He walks up to everybody and says, You're a fucking Topa. That's nice. That's nice.
That's so funny. So Bob does not determine it. Is it still up to us to determine
it? No, I determine it. I just go use nothing in my determinations. It's all improvised. It's a Cecil Taylor guitar solo.
It's all frozen Snicker bars to Bob.
Yeah.
Everything the frozen Snicker bars.
Snicker bar.
He used to eat those. He used to eat those until he was about to die. I don't know how Carolyn even bought them for him, but he ate those. Oh, my God. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was those frozen Snicker bars. And he did Puffs for about 30 years, too. And Grain drank. That was pretty bad, too.
I used to get. There was horrible rashes on my skin.
Seaweed.
I got seaweed all over me eating the way I
ate. It was disgusting. Those puffs. And then, banana nut.
You wouldn't know that now.
Nut pate is good. He's out on the road to Wellville now. Carolyn's upped her game. Carolyn's upped her game. She's going to keep him alive. She's tried to kill him and it didn't work. But she's gonna
You got anything you want to say? Is it you finished, Lisa? What's the deal?
There was a question I had about ascension, and in one of your previous shows, you talked about the people who have the 144 double helix is going to have a mark on their forehead, so you'll know if they've ascended or not.
That's right. We know that.
Okay. Do you know what that mark will look like, or how will we see it, or what will we see?
You don't worry about it. It's hard to see your own forehead unless you look in your past.
So you wouldn't know looking at somebody else, or would you know?
We would. We do. And
you
Bob
do.
Would, we do. We can see it. And now some of the spirituals, you know, the woo-woo people, the woo-woo, whatever that thing, the Ouija board liquors or crystal liquors or something, they say that's in your chakra, your third eye chakra, blah, 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 blah. Most of these people that run around with halos have got two horns holding their halos in place, so it's not quite as angelic as it's presented, but that's a sidebar, another story. So what happens is that mark is easy. You can look at Bob really close, right in the center, right where his two eyes, his big old, you know, those big old eyebrows that Carolyn cuts with the weed whacker, his eyebrows, and then right above that, just above it, there's a little spot. You can see it there on Bob. His is the only one that's really obvious. Now, Karen, you can't see that because she has a perfect porcelain face. Her face is perfect, so you don't see nothing. That's like porcelain.
So okay, so then that means Bob ascended. Bob has ascended?
Bob's never ascended, but you can see. You
I'm
can
not
see
ascending, but
like.
I am a good judge of character, Lisa. That makes people laugh.
I'm sure I'm just going to have to go back and listen to this again and read between the lines to get the answer.
Yeah, you do a lot of homework on this one.
Bob's acknowledging character. Now that's real.
Brother of Lucifer acknowledging character. Yeah, that was original. So yeah, Bob's first original thought.
Maybe. Well, we don't know. We'll see. He'll have to reverse it. He'll have to reverse it soon.
All right, one more question, if I may, being that we're on the ascended thing. Has anybody ascended yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You mean anybody here or anybody all through history? You should specify
in general. She didn't specify, and we answered it. Now her time is up, so we'll try it again next time. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
I blew it, Bob. I blew it. I'm learning
eat
to be
more protein.
As you.
You're not eating enough protein. Eat more protein.
Okay.
Lay off them damn radishes. Eat too many radishes.
Yeah, try to go a week without day trading. There's a tough one for you.
Why?
Okay.
Why
understood.
Would you want to do that? Tear it up. Short that bitch, baby. Short it. That's all you got to know. Just learn how to short it. You'll do fine.
Okay, good. So it's still going lower, huh?
Oh, yeah. Are you nuts? Of course.
Okay, good to know. Really appreciate that one, too.
Happy
okay,
day.
Good.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Well, you say that lovely bride of yours, bitch, better have my money.
Do we owe you something?
What,
darling? Do we owe you something?
No, no, no. We're saying that you would say to your bride, bitch, but the song, bitch, better have my money.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I guess I don't know that song. All right.
You got to look it up, bitch, better have my money. It's real.
Okay, I'm going to look
catchy.
It up.
It's catchy. You like it. Mm-hmm.
All right. I will definitely look it up. Thanks again for your time.
Carolyn's falling off the chair. She's falling off the chair. Make us some nut pate, Carolyn.
Yep, she's working on that. Yep, for tomorrow. Tomorrow's game day.
It's 4:30. I know it's 4:30 for Pete's sake.
What'd you say? Bean day, Carolyn?
Game day tomorrow.
Game day.
All right, thank
game
you,
Lee. Tomorrow.
Start listening to office hours before game day.
Okay,
so
thank
you. Fuck you, university. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, take
thank
care.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Say hello to Christy.
You got it. Bye bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I guess we better
That's very interesting. That's very interesting, Bob, that she's actually isolating the fifth gate. No one else has asked about that like that. Even other people that we've told that to didn't ask about it. So that's interesting. That's good. They're trying to be apart. The better question is how they got in the fifth gate. That's the question. How did they
infiltrate? How Lisa
fifth
got
gate?
In the fifth gate? Is that the
yeah,
question?
Yeah, fuck yeah. How'd she get in there? We don't let just everybody in there.
Well, Carolyn let him. Carolyn needed them for some reason. Carolyn got them in.
I appreciate that. I think that's wonderful and fine, but how did they get to the fifth gate?
Carolyn got them there. Or
fine.
I did.
Fine. But you see the rub? The qualifications that made that navigatable is very precise.
Is that right?
Otherwise, everybody would. Yeah. What if Carolyn invited somebody she thought she needed that was one of the angels that's going to come rip your guts out and sling them in a roadside ditch? What if she did that? That wouldn't be so pleasant.
She's not a good judge of character, so it's not going to happen.
And Carolyn says, I resemble that remark. I resemble that
certainly
remark.
Certainly does. But your point about the precision, that's the alien's problem. They're trying to get very precise in relation to me.
Agreed. Yeah. And you're just trying to fit the key into the keyhole.
Yeah.
You know, with your nose. You're trying to fit the key to the keyhole. But don't force it or you'll break the key. Don't do that. Don't force it.
I didn't touch the wall last night. Was that good?
It's okay. It's okay. We've run the damn cats off, so you're going to have to start figuring this out now.
Run the cats off?
Quit playing.
What was their problem?
Because you need to quit. You're playing with yourself. You run around chasing pussy all night long, and you need to get to work. Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Just foolish.
Okay, Bert, fix this up, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Lord have mercy.
Hey, Bob. Carolyn.
Hey.
Hi, Alan.
I didn't think you were going to make it tonight, now. He had the Everly Brothers on tonight.
Okay. Hey, Ian,
what you got going on?
Short show, but I got a lot going on. A lot going on.
Let's get it,
dude. Is there a preference to how you want to proceed? I have, house cleaning.
It's your chicken. Fuck it.
Okay, Ian, in the last 2 months, I've sweat more than I have. I can't remember the last time I sweat. And I've got to think, is there a difference between the salt that's in sweat versus the salt that's in tears?
Yes, there is, because your salt, if you taste your salt, well, that's maybe a little vulgar, but the people you sleep with, if they could taste your sweat, you'd find that you're not salty. You're not salty. Even though you follow the prescription, and Carolyn would say that you would have to be salty, the saline level in your body when you perspire would have to include some salt if you're properly salinated. You see? But you don't. You eat the salt. So that's, you sweat, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with the porous position, because what's happening is your dermis is closing and your body is hydrated, except when you go to bed. And that's when it gets ugly.
Okay, that'll be another line of questions, because I do have some, you know, long questions on that. Okay.
We know.
Thanks for that. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, what about, during the last show, boy, we're doing it every 2 weeks, and I'm still fucked up with time. But anyway, during the last show, I was on mute when you were, Bob, were carrying on when you were talking with Jack. And I was laughing, and I had tears. So are tears different when you laugh versus crying?
Don't do it. You can't help it.
Oh,
I mean, I know you can't help
hard,
it, but don't do it.
That's
don't
hard.
Do it. Good Jesus God, don't do it. They'll do any, Bert, they'll do anything. Anything. They will do anything. Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of control then.
You got to. Well, you got to do something. You're doing good. You do everything else. You run everything else. So get on with it.
Okay. All right.
What'd you think about the royal family TikTok, where Prince Philip is there?
Yes, flashing back. But also, what about the TikTok?
You need to look at it again.
I haven't reviewed. I mean, I haven't. Just a note. I haven't got down that far, but I do remember seeing. So that's actual something that's going on there in that video?
Yeah, he's at Sandringham.
Well, I remember that.
She's
but
at
I mean,
Windsor.
Yes.
But that picture, that flip, the back, and you notice she's exact. And it's the same with him and without him. And there's a difference in that time. Because supposedly she's really feeble now. Look at the picture. You can do it.
No, okay, I'll pay attention to that because, okay, but I remember you saying that he's in Sandringham, but you're saying at this point that TikTok was actually showing what's going on? That was actually
he's really
the caption?
He's still here. He's still here. It validates it.
That validates that. So when someone took that picture, they showed that, okay, but wasn't that an old picture with her?
Look, Look at it again. That's what we're saying. Look at it again. It can't.
Okay, I will. I haven't got that far of the list.
You're allowing yourself to predicate what you think you see. But if you let that flash in back forth, back forth, back forth, back forth, there's no change.
Right.
So it's a twick. It's like the eternal sun. Okay, now what else did you want to ask?
Okay, Ian, just for the note, I mean, that's 41 TikToks, and I'm like on 30. Reviewing it.
Well, things happen. Things happen. You're trying to work this out. Because you got to see how this all, you got to see how it applies. And now look what's happening. The very thing that's supposed to be poison to Americans is the thing that's dropping all the good stuff. Isn't that fun?
Okay. Can you give me a little more words on that? Because what you just said.
Say the words again.
Your words. You said thing that's poisonous, to the world.
Everybody says that TikTok should be poison. It's a Chinese thing to get all you do to make the rot your brain, to make your brain ooze out your ears.
Roger that.
While they're doing smart stuff in China and y'all doing stupid stuff in the United States of America trying to support AB5.
Yes.
Then they shut it down again. Open gone, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay. Another housekeeping. And you dropped a gold mine.
With Dimitri?
Yes.
The sugar bomb? What about that though? But did it do, and Dimitri, he didn't get it. We asked him if he did him any good. He said, no, I've been fucking. I was like, all right, well, we told you to do that. So he's fucking himself to glory, apparently. So let's see if we can. Let's help Bert. We can't help Dimitri. Let's help Bert. Tell us about the super sugar bomb.
You're looking over. Alan, you're really on because they made two notes reference tonight about Bert. And right when you were saying my name, I was typing the note. I'm like, fuck, Ian is on me like stink on shit tonight.
Well, you keep crashing the party, and that's what's going to happen.
Okay. But, Ian, that was some heavy, heavy, heavy. Okay, it's a short show, but that was some heavy information that you were lining to Dimitri about JW and his pancreas. So, I got the fishing around in my noty notes about, the pancreas. But first question, with JW's pancreas, and you brought out hypoglycemia to Dimitri. Uh-huh. Is that a sign that JW's body is converting to process jet fuel that you referenced?
Basically, yeah. And that's why Carolyn's really working hard trying to get the counts better because he has to watch all the time. I mean, his sugars are going to 40s for nothing. And Bob can look at something. His would be 180. Bob can look at something. His is 180. And this is eating crazy stuff. Now JW has, Carolyn makes JW eat better. With no junk, no bullshit. You know what I mean? It's not no bullshit. So you gotta eat normal cause you can't do this cause he's busy. So you can't keep, you gotta stay pretty well tuned best you can. But you gotta eat. And he doesn't like to eat. He'd rather eat one time a day than eat anything he wants. He'd much rather like that. But you don't do that. He can't do that. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. That's what the music's for during long shows. So he can have a nibble or a this or a that, something to build it up, to hold him up just enough to get to the next run, you see. Otherwise, he ends up in the floor. So that's how that works. So, and that's another process that's happening, changing, because when you shift the pineal gland, it changes the way the amount, not like the hypoglycemia, but it's how much insulin is in the blood. Now, he is consuming a tremendous amount of insulinose, which changes the way the body processes sugar. So he ain't tore up about this. Okay, he's not upset about this. But then they'll go do blood work, and they'll say, we have a problem. Your A1C is 3.9 or 4.1. It's like, whoa, that's a little low. You know, and your levels are good, but that's a little low. And we're like, okay. So then they say, okay, have glucose stuff squirt down your throat hole. And Carolyn Dean had a cow. We not doing no glucose crap. I mean, if you gotta have it, okay, fine. If you're gonna die, good, go ahead. You know, if you're 22, then yeah, do it. But otherwise, no, 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 no. It's called decent nutrition, and mineralization balances all that. So it's a race. And that. Now, the other thing that's happening, since you brought it up, is the red blood counts are waning. Rh factor has already been removed, and the red, not whole plasma, not the whole plasma, but the red blood counts are low. They're becoming less. White blood counts are perfect. But when red blood counts get low, that makes to say that the white blood counts are high. See what I mean? When the red count blows, the balance gets out of whack. So they think the white blood counts have increased. And that's not the case if you look at the whole plasma. So they look at it, and they can't make no sense out of it. We just giggle. We just giggle. And they let them work out what they can work out. It's kind of fun. We know stuff. And they go, you shouldn't be feeling good. And I'm like, I feel great. You shouldn't be doing it. I can do anything I want to do. You can't. Well, it don't matter. We're good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Ian, that symptom that J-Dub is experiencing with this, the pancreas changing.
Everybody will.
Everybody. Is that being sped up due to the increase in the AL2-SO4 formula?
It is. It is. We had to start. Wait till we start adding uranium to your restructure. That'll be some shit. Well,
mine that may already have it because that's all I crave is tomato juice and restructure. Everything else is.
Oh, good. I know. That's because of the lycopene. That's because of you can try grapefruit, the pink grapefruit.
Yeah.
The red, you know, the pink grapefruit. That also has lycopene. That also has lycopene. Find some of that and see what it does. Something to give you a little more acidic position because you're just craving the lycopene because that's your body craving that level because that's what you're using as your building blocks. See, you move around, you're functioning. And so in that functioning, you're going to burn up stuff. If you just laid in the bed all day and was just sedentary all the time, what you do at night. I know, but even if you did, what you do at night is more than most people can stand. I mean, they have to sleep all day just to get over going to bed. You of all people should know this.
Okay. Hey, Ian. Okay, now next question. Like I said, I got to digging into my notes, and always there's something that slipped past me.
Uh-oh, he's going to Canaan, y'all. He's going to Canaan.
No. That's Saturday, because I'm still peeling the onion and the squeezing the lemons on that one, because that's me. I have to really be very thorough when I approach that, because we've discussed that a few times. But anyway, I found a note that you told me we engaging on July 26th, man, almost 2 years ago, a day later, for in my work. We were talking about processing sugars, and we've discussed that about, you know, the body's going to start processing sugars due to the hypothalamus changing and everything. But I ask you, if I consumed a candy bar, would it form some reaction in my body? And you said no. All it does is it borrows the electrons out of that sugar. So my question is that it super sugar?
That's not quite the way the alchemy of it works. It depends on the borrowing means that you won't store it as fat. That sugar that you're eating in a candy bar will not be stored as fat. Because, see, that's why everybody's flipped over to what they call that ketosis, some bullshit. It's stupid. I don't know why anybody would do that. But anyway, that's what's happening is the way the body produces and handles it. It's how you introduce a sugar and what your body does with it. Does it burn it or does it store it as fat? Or that's how sugar is stored, is as fat for later. And then after a little while, ends up with cortisol or you end up insulin resistant, and then everything is stored as fat. And that's what Carolyn warns you about when you start that process. She's very clever with this. Don't start it, then you don't got to fix it. Don't fuck it up, then you don't have to unfuck it. And you should never need a statin. If you're living right, you should never need a statin for any reason.
Okay, so the it,
for Pete's sake.
So the it, in that all it does is it borrows the electrons out of that sugar. So the body borrows the electrons from the candy bar sugar. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's the body.
Yeah, of course. And how the body? Because then you digest sugar, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And when you do that, then you're going to do, then the body says, okay, what are we going to do? Okay, we're going to have insulin and we're going to overcome that sugar. Okay, balance, checkmate. Okay, good. Or nope, we can't do it. It's going to elevate it. Okay, so now it's kind of like, sugar to a fly or to an ant. It gives you energy. Woo, like sugar beet gives you energy. So you're running around. You got all kinds of energy. Your blood is thick with sugar. Or elevated glucose in the blood. All right, so you would process that to give you, pep you up. Like when you're all low and you're dragging, you need a little bite of something, you eat it and it picks you right up. Well, that's what it does. It's almost like a lifter. And then that lifts, increases the dopamine and neuron receptors in the body. It's like, oh, we're alive. Okay, yeah, we're kicking. Oh, yeah, here's fuel. Okay, here's some gas. Okay, let's go. Cook it with grease. Let's go. We cook it with grease. Or then you can do an intermittent fasting. And cut all that down, start eating the fat you've already saved, you see, or pulling sugars out of the liver, you see. You also will have that. That's going to be a symptom for a non-alcoholic fatty liver. That's going to be a condition. Karen's working on some a tincture for y'all to help with that. She's working on that. Mm-hmm. It's not a cleanse. What it's going to do is going to be a way to allow the liver to make this metamorphic shift and change. Because if you can't handle, okay, let's say it like this. If you can't handle Dixie Crystal sugar, how the fuck are you going to handle Insulinose super sugar? You see? So you got to shift the way the body filters because you'll burn all the super sugar. It won't have a strident effect of creating. You don't save it. That's why you got to eat it. You won't save it.
Then that's the conversion to the jet fuel, then you're saying. That's the
basically.
Jet fuel.
And that's what, and that's sort of what J.W. is going through a little bit. Not, but now we make this like it's some big old thing. It ain't no big, bless his heart, pet his little ass or head or something. Woo, 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 cries a river. He's fine, for fuck's sake. But what he is doing is he's making this shift. The shift is changing. The body's responding differently.
Hey, you know, I just a little personal note, and then I'll go to my next question. I've cut out all sugars just recently.
Good.
In the last month.
Good.
And since I've
except
done that
tomato juice, except that right. Tomato juice has got sugar in it.
Okay, but I don't really taste it like the normal, you know. The
doesn't sugar. Matter. Don't matter. Sugar. See, that's the whole thing. That's why people crave ketchup. Not because of the lycopene. They crave ketchup because it's full of sugar.
Okay, but Ian, this tomato juice that I'm drinking does not have sugar listed in it, but there's still sugar in it. That's
I know.
What I'm saying.
There's still sugar in that tomato itself. You gotta have some sugar. I mean, if you cut, that's kinda right. Like, I've cut out all fat. I have no fat. Well, you'll be dead in 6 months. You gotta have fat. Your body has to have an amount of fat. You should reduce it so you're not having an overconsumption of it. But I have zero fat. Well, you'll be dead because you can't. You got no amino acids. So, you see what I'm saying? So those words are to reduce your sugar intake is perfectly fine, and that's why your fat pores are opening up, and you're actually getting leaner. Well, I don't. That's the wrong word because you're a long way from lean there, big one. But you're getting more spry. And that's why your cells are opening up and you're pouring like a sieve. Carolyn does not sweat.
Okay. I'll dig some up.
In Maui.
In Maui, that's wild. Okay, because right here, we're in the 90s, which is inclement for June and July in Switzerland. But anyway. Okay, Ian. I've been sifting through the TikToks. We got, maybe 5 minutes, and I'll do one. Hey, there's a lot of distractions, but I'm covering first the TikToks that doubled up on me. China and Russia create a new reserve currency. And you sent me two TikToks.
Based on the drugs.
That's a sign. Okay, I saw that because they're basing the currency on minerals. And I'm like, okay, that's a sign of the drops being the currency that they're using.
That's correct.
Their currency on minerals. So that's what
somebody better get their minds worked out. That's what somebody better do. They better get off the seat of do nothing and get something done. That's what they better do.
Are you speaking about Bob?
No, Bob don't do shit. Bob don't do nothing. Don't make Bob. Bob wouldn't do it if he had to do it, but don't worry about Bob. But no. This becomes the key, elemental position, because those rare earth minerals are very significant. They're going to base a currency on it, and that would drop the rupel or rupila or rupilali or whatever the fuck they call in Russia money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then ruble, or something, and that's the easiest way to say it. And then the yuan. See, they'll drop those because Evergreen has dropped. They've ruined the China economy, so they got to have a new currency to get rid of the old. And now the U.S. dollar will be dropped, which is what we know. So that's the whole rub. That's what's been said all along. Thank you, Bob, for ruining everything. But it's good because it's made it where y'all got no choice but to ascend or die. So I guess it's a good day here at Camp Cupcake Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, there's a, so that also ties to another TikTok about the China's parked the tanks in front of the banks to protect the banks. But it was only one province. Is that overall
China?
Because
they're closed. They're going to do it in all because they've got to collect the currency, and that's where they're collecting it. And that's the first one where they're collecting. It comes in, but it doesn't go out. You can't just say, because people will still trade it. See what I mean? They'll still barter it with it, even if they, it's kind of like in the lira, Italy, the lira. People still got basements full of lira. Nobody will take it anymore. But in the day, they were talking about, well, the euro's going to go gone. I'll bring my lira back. So a lot of people saved them. But they did.
That's
what they would do. They're collecting it. So it's kind of the way they filled Fort Knox, made it illegal for you to own gold, took all the gold, and then tripled the price of gold to build a treasury. Clever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for that. That covered your TikToks. Okay, next one, another you doubled up. About the January 6th psychological operation caught red-handed. Is there a fact to that?
Yes, there is.
Boy, this is a fucking, everything is so fucking distracted and turned upside down that people aren't paying attention. I mean, this last TikTok.
They have sensory overload.
Okay.
They don't know what to believe. They think Mike Lindell runs the world. Or not, or sort of, or not. We don't know. We're not sure, but then they think that, and you kind of go on, and all of a sudden you realize ain't nobody running nothing. Bob's running everything, and he's asleep. Bob's in charge of the world, and he took a nap. And there you go, and then you wonder what happened to the whole wide world as we know it. It's the world according to Garp.
Okay, so there's fact. Is there any going to be anything result from this? Like, FBI has
FBI? We can't talk about that. That'll mess up his private session from next week.
We got 1 minute.
We got a minute.
There's two. This guy named Tate breaks down the New World Order. What he was talking about first, everything was set up for getting out of safe. Is that guy an alien?
Yes.
Really? He's an alien. That whole thing about it. Wow. Okay.
Well, who else would come up with that unless you're Bob? Bob would come up with that crap, but nobody else
right.
was bold enough to make that shit up.
So was it guy a Coathanite?
No comment.
Because they're...